Another Urukisu? I don't believe it. Well, I did tell you there were a few. This palace is also known by the name Tola, although the idea for its construction came from Captain Agustin de Urukisu in 1677, who built it over the ruins of already existing buildings on the site of family property. It is one of the most sumptuous palaces of the town. Observe its cubic shape and the angled lookout turrets at the corners, which perforate the roof, topped by four spires, which were replaced in the 20th century. The building does not have a courtyard, although it does have a skylight of coloured glass panes that illuminates the interior, and to set it off, as it were, its austerity, it has an exquisite garden at the back, full of trees. The inside is equally beautiful, and I would love to show it to you, but I'm sorry, this won't be possible, because it's the private property of the Marquises of Tola de Gaitán, who acquired the palace in 1918, and who, it has to be said, have taken the trouble to carry out the necessary work so that the building did not suffer the same fate as others, which have fallen down due to their owner's disinterest towards the ancient stones. And now we will continue walking up the street to our next destination.